Very good to see everybody present with us this morning. Good to have those online that are with us also. I want to ask the question this morning, is there an acceptable minimum with God when we think about doing His will, when we think about pleasing Him? Is there an acceptable minimum? There are acceptable minimums in life. I don't know of anyone on April the 15th that has taxes to pay, and they include then in those taxes a $100 tip because we appreciate so much the efforts that the tax collectors go through to take our money. I don't know of anyone that does that. The acceptable minimum is pay what is required of you. That is the acceptable minimum in that. Buying a car or a house, we don't go to the lot to buy a vehicle, and they want $30,000 for it. That's probably low these days, but we don't say, no, I'm not going to do that, but I'll give you $40,000. We don't do that. Same thing with the house. There are minimums that lending institutions give, even when we want to put our money to use and earn interest off that money, minimums that they set up, acceptable minimums. We understand that. If you want that particular rate, you pay that minimum. And so we understand that there are acceptable minimums that are in the world today. But is there an acceptable minimum for being pleasing to God? Is there that? The answer to that is, yes, there is. There is an acceptable minimum in order to be pleasing unto God. I want you to think about this from the reading that we had this morning. I used a different version than what Justin used in his reading for us. And this goes back to Matthew the 25th chapter, verses 14 through 20. And in this version it says, "The kingdom is also like what happened when a man went away and put his three servants to charge of all he owned. The man knew what each servant could do. So he handed 5,000 coins to the first servant, 2,000 to the second, and 1,000 to the third." We understand from this, of course, that this parable is being presented in connection with ability. And I will submit to you that the expectation from all three was exactly the same. And it was the acceptable minimum. The acceptable minimum was to do the very best they could. And when we think about that, from the one that received the most, he returned also a great amount. The one that received the next most, he returned a great amount. And then as we come down to verse 24, "The servant who had been given 1,000 coins then came in and said, 'Sir, I know that you are hard to get along with. You harvest where you do not plant, gather crops where you haven't scattered. I was frightened and went out and hid your money in the ground. Here is every single coin.' The master of their servant told him, 'You are lazy and good for nothing.'" When we look at this, the same exact thing was required by each one. There was no difference. I understand there's different money amounts, of course, that are mentioned here. We see that. That's very clear. But it is prefaced by what is stated in this particular version: "The man knew what each servant could do." And whatever it is that our abilities are, the expectation comes from God that we are to use them to the best of our ability. That's the acceptable minimum. That's the acceptable minimum. There are those that become Christians, and for various reasons, let me rephrase that, they're baptized for various reasons. And without counting the cost, without the understanding that there is that acceptable minimum of doing the very best that we possibly can do, without doing that, we're really not pleasing unto God. It doesn't matter if you stand in the pulpit, if you teach class, if you're able to lead songs. Everything that we do, the work outside. Wayman, we didn't talk about the song that you sang second there, "We'll Work Till Jesus Comes." And there are varying degrees of skills and understanding and abilities that are in congregations. But we are to do our best in that work. And that's really the lesson that is presented here in this particular account in Matthew the 25th chapter, 14 through 30. The master was greatly displeased with the one that he knew he could trust with the 1,000 coins in this particular translation, and ended up doing nothing. When we've done what is expected, we're still lacking. That's the reason it's the acceptable minimum. We cannot earn our salvation. We look over in Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 7 through 10. And which of you, having a servant plowing or tending sheep, will say to him when he comes in from the field, come and recline to eat? But will he not say to him, prepare something that I may dine, and gird yourself and serve me until I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things having been commanded? I think not. So likewise you, whenever you do all the things having been commanded to you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We've done what we ought to do. That acceptable minimum of doing all that we can. We think about this, I think, and need to make an application to that in connection with the working that we are to involve ourselves in for the Lord. There are those that love to pay lip service to the work of the Lord. And that we should do this and that we should do that. But never get around to doing any of it. There are those that have studied and are quite knowledgeable of the Scriptures. But don't share it with others. They talk a great game as far as sharing it with others, but they don't do that. We think about this, and when we've done all that we can do, we're still unprofitable because it's not about us attaining our own salvation. It's about the salvation that is through Christ Jesus. And just by the efforts put forth, even when we do the very best that we can, we're still unprofitable as far as it is concerned in order to be saved. We cannot earn that salvation. When we've done what is expected, we're still lacking. That's the reason, though, that we have this admonition as given by Paul in Colossians, the 3rd chapter, verses 23 through 25. And he says there, whatever you may do, work it from your soul, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But the one doing wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Here he's talking about doing hardly before the Lord. That which is our ability to do. If all you can do is hand out invitations to our upcoming meeting, and you have that ability to do it, but you don't do it, what does the Lord think concerning that? It's simple. It's easy. Hand that out. I don't like the preacher. I didn't choose him. The elders did. It doesn't matter if we like the preacher. You may not even know the preacher. You may already have preconceived ideas about that. The gospel will be preached. And we need to invite people to come and to listen to the words that will be preached. There's that effort that needs to be put forth by each and every one. Well, I've handed out these invitations before, but no one comes. And sometimes I think we don't recognize that we can plant a seed. And it may not ever sprout, or it may take years to sprout. And sometimes it sprouts very quickly, but it takes forth the effort in the planting. And so whatever we do it hardly before the Lord. Doing our least is doing our best. Colossians 3 and verse 17, whatever you may do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We're involved, such as, and I'll use this as an example, such as the studies. I made a little bit of a mention of it this morning before, at the beginning of the class. There are many of us that have gone through the stories, the accounts, actually. They're not stories as far as made up, but they are accounts. Gone over them over and over again. Sometimes we overlook things. I did. Made mention of that this morning. But there are still things to learn from that. There is application to be made. There is the depth that is there, even if you've gone over it again and again. Oh, I don't want to study this. I want to study something else. But it's God's Word. And so whatever we do it hardly unto the Lord in our study and And with the knowledge that you have, if you've gone over these over and over again, we have those that have not. And they need to hear the Word of God taught. And you can be the vessel in teaching in classes such as we have going on at the present time. It is the giving up of self. That's really the doing our best. That acceptable minimum. It's the giving up of ourselves. When we look at Galatians 2 and verse 20, Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And he recognized here it's not his own desires and his own wants, but it's rather what the Lord wants. It's what the Lord wants. And the way that we present ourselves to others in the teaching of God's Word, that there's joy in doing so and not leaving any of it out. We mentioned this morning, Acts 20, verse 27, just as Paul said, I'm not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. We don't leave it out. Well, it may make people uncomfortable to tell them certain things. That's what the gospel does. It cuts to the heart. It cuts to the heart. We give up ourselves to where even if we read from God's Word and it cuts them to the heart with the full knowledge that I'm going to be blamed, I may not be liked, well, the giving up of self is worth it for the one soul that would respond to the truth. That's the acceptable minimum, is to present the whole counsel of God. And then that laying down of our lives, we look in John the 15th chapter, verses 13 through 14, greater love has no man than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you, he says. And rightfully so, I think we look back at this and we say, Jesus is about to die. Wouldn't be very long after these words that he spoke here that he would go to the cross and that he would die. But the application goes even beyond Christ. And it's lessons that are being taught the disciples at this time. That we lay down our lives for others. There may be some things that we want to do that we just have to put off in order to care for others, in order to be concerned about others, in order to show our concern, especially for their spiritual condition. But if I go to them and they're not serving the Lord, it may push them further away. How far away is far away? The truth of the matter is that the acceptable minimum of presenting the truth is required of us. And withholding that truth, we are the one talent man. We've done nothing. We've done nothing. Doing our least is doing our best, constant and consistent examining of self. And that's hard to do. It's hard to do that we look into that mirror that is God's Word. And it is not like the self-help books that are in the world today. There's really not the challenging that is there in the self-help book. The message of the self-help books that are out there today and those that make their living and giving lectures and so forth in connection with that is to love yourself. Just don't question yourself. Love yourself just exactly the way that you... Don't ever go against your own thinking. And the Bible is so much different than that. The Bible challenges us. The Bible challenges us to be different than what we were, to become something other than what we were, to not be sinners anymore, but rather to be sanctified, called out, children of God, and to do His will. And so because of that, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13, chapter verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. And in that statement that is made there, it is the testing of, test yourselves, know yourselves, know yourselves. And the Scriptures will tell us all about ourselves if we will look at it, if we will study it, if we will meditate upon it, and we do the acceptable minimum, which is the best of our ability. And then he says in verse 8, for you can do nothing against the truth but for the truth. We cannot claim ignorance before God because the truth has been given. And so doing our least is doing our best in that we consistently examine ourselves if we don't fail to do so. And also a continual renewing of our mind. Romans 12 verses 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. Well, I'm not going to do it in certain areas because other areas that I like are things that I want to engage in, so I'm going to hold off there. Holy, which is separate, sanctified, set apart. I'll not do all of that. I'll do what I like, but not all of that. I will look like the world in other aspects. Acceptable to God. I'll do that in the things that I like, but I want to be accepted by man. Which is your reasonable service. I know some versions say spiritual. I really like the thought of reasonable here. In connection with what Christ Jesus did for us, what did He withhold in connection with the salvation of our souls? Absolutely nothing. He left the glories of heaven. He came into an existence, a hostile existence here upon this earth. He lived among not only His brethren, His Jewish brethren that were against Him, but His family while He was here upon this earth. Much of His family. And then He laid down His life, just as He told Pilate, you would have no power against me except it be given to you. I allow it. No one takes it from me. I lay it down. Speaking of His life. We see here that that is the reasonable service then because of what has been done for us. Our reasonable service is to be then wholly acceptable unto God. That renewing of our mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That is a constant practice that we must engage ourselves in. And that is the acceptable minimum. Looking at ourselves to see if truly we are in God's stead. That we may show forth what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We show it by the way that we live. It's not for bragging rights. It's to show that God can make people better than what they were. By doing the acceptable minimum, which is the best we can do. The free gift from God. We need to understand that God's free gift to us is eternal life. He didn't owe anything to us. Matter of fact, we weren't worthy of it. But rather, as it says here in Romans 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we need to have that recognition of the fact that it doesn't matter how good we think we are. The salvation that we have in Christ Jesus is a gift, not earned, but it's a gift. Since this is the case, we must do our best. Isaiah 6 and verse 8, I believe, is a dream or a vision that is being seen by Isaiah at the time. And the Lord is standing before all and saying, who shall go forth and who shall present my word? And it is Isaiah that says, here am I, send me. We'll work till Jesus comes. Will we? We'll do the acceptable minimum of doing our best till Jesus comes. Will we? We'll challenge ourselves in looking at the mirror that is God's Word to make sure that we are in relationship with Him. Will we? We'll be separate from the world. Will we? We'll be pleasing unto Him because He is the focus. Will we? That's the acceptable minimum. Doing our best. Doing our best is the least we can do for the Lord. When we think about this lesson this morning, I know of a preacher They gave an invitation, and it was something along the lines. His sermon was something along the lines. I didn't listen to it. This was passed on to me by one that heard the lesson. And in his invitation, he said, if you can say that you truly did your best, there's no need for you to come forward. And from what the man told me, it was in a congregation where there were about 300 or 400 people in attendance at the time. And he kept pressing that point. If you can truly say that you are doing your best, that you are doing that bare minimum of doing your best, there's no need for you to come forward. And as he was giving that invitation, people started to pile down the aisles and come forward. And by the time it was over, there were hundreds on the first few rows that had come confessing their sins. Disagree with that tactic and that ploy, because it's about looking at self. It goes without saying, none of us can say that we do our absolute best at all times. But that is what we strive to do. But if you this morning are not a child of God, you can do your best to become a child of God by rendering obedience through Christ Jesus, His Word, to then be partaker of His blood for the forgiveness of your sins, being baptized for the remission of your sins. And those that are Christians here this morning, if you're not doing your best and you see areas that you need to work on, make that correction. If you need prayers for that, we're here to pray with you and for you. The acceptable minimum for each and every one of us is to do our best. Are we striving toward that? If there are those that we can help in any way, we ask you to come as we stand and sing.